guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, "The one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome my dear viewers of Madani Channel to our silsila, our role models, in which alhamdulillah azza wa jal, every episode we speak regarding a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a companion of our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or a prized personality or a scholar of Islam. And we try to attain Madani pearls from their life to implement it in our lives. And this is the thing which we should be doing. We shouldn't be looking around here and there. If we want the correct direction, if we want the correct method of life, if we want the correct examples, so the best examples, the best role models are the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are those people who are on the direction of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are those people who were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved ones of Allah and His blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah ta'ala, when we act upon their seerah, when we act upon their biography, this will be beneficial for us in this world and in the hereafter as well. So the viewers of Madani Channel and myself, we should all make this intention that we will listen to this program from beginning to the end and try to attain Madani pearls, Madani points, and try to implement them in our life, so that we may act our life according to the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And today inshallah ta'ala, we'll speak regarding such a beautiful personality who was one of the most beloved of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one of the very closest companions of our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Companions are those people who were blessed with the vision of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in their life while being in the state of Iman. So this personality whom we will talk about today is amongst the Sahaba ikram. He is a companion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he is none other than Muazzin Rasul, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's father was an Arab and his mother was Abyssinian. He is generally known as Bilal Habshi, meaning Bilal the Abyssinian radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was thin and tall with dark brown complexion and thick hair. He had a Muslim brother named Khalid and a sister called Akra. Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was brought up in Makkah al-Mukarramah in a well-known Quraysh tribe called Jamaah. During the days of ignorance, the members of this tribe were considered to be the experts in palmistry, in reading the lines of the hands. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's parents were slaves. In those days, slaves had the lowest status in the society. Slaves had to obey all orders given to them by their masters. They could never think of disobeying them. If the slave died out of hard work, the master did not bother about it. His only concern was the loss of money he invested on that slave. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a natural hatred for the customs and practices prevailing in the days of ignorance. The people in those days were far away from good morals, kindness, of other human values. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the 9 blessed souls who were the first to respond to the call of truth. Uncompromising faith in human dignity in the central theme of Islam. This was an anathema to the haughty Meccans whose power rested solely on the weak, poor people. They looked upon this as a natural way of life. handed down to them by their forefathers. However, there were individuals who had possessed this ability to see the truth and also had this courage to declare it openly. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst those courageous, was amongst those brave and super sensitive, courageous souls who were there to raise their voice against whatever wrong was happening. The whole of Arabia, with exceptions here and there, believed in the polytheistic form of religion. In the Kaaba alone, the sacred place of the whole Islamic world, the house of worship built by Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, there were 360 idols. It seems that for every day of the lunar year, they had another idol to worship. People who accepted Islam in the beginning were generally the weak and helpless. They had virtually no supporters or sympathizers. So the infidels got away with torturing them brutally, with ropes strung around their legs, and they were dragged on stony ground of the deserts. They dragged poor Muslims in the hot deserts and placed heavy stones on their bodies. They forced them to stand under the blazing sun. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was alone one of those who were tortured brutally in this manner. Such a dangerous environment, such an environment of ignorance. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's iman, his feeling for the deen and his sacrifices for Islam was such that he accepted all those oppressions upon him. He was tortured brutally, but he did not compromise or give up on his deen. One day, Abu Jahl's slave and Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu were resting beside the wall of Kaaba. During this, Ammar came along. He was neither a slave nor a rich man, but he had embraced Islam. Cruel people grabbed him and threw him onto the ground. They asked him, what was it that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him? Ammar replied calmly that he says that there is no worthy of worship except Allah, and Him alone should be worshipped. He is our creator and we are all equal. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was astonished when he heard this, because he realized that in Islam, everyone has equal rights. Umayyah, Ammar, Abu Sufyan, Abu Lahab were all equal. Being a slave, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this declaration with patience, but Abu Sufyan was one of the chiefs of Makkah. How could he tolerate such a thing? He flew into passion. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could not understand how Ammar could be so courageous. Ammar could also have said that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam teaches us to pray, to tell the truth, and to be good to neighbors. Abu Sufyan owned a whip which he used on Ammar's back and said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam teaches that there is one God. We have 360 gods who created us. They are ones who protect us and give us sustenance. Ma'adallah. His anger knew no bounds and he kept walking back and forth very angry. But that was Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's moment of truth. He clearly saw a ray of hope for the slaves. Abu Sufyan kept shouting in anger that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did not understand that these very idols were the providers of their livelihood. Every year, tribes from all over Arabia gathered at Makkah to worship them, and then they would buy idols like those from the Meccans to take it away to their houses. Didn't the Meccans look after the poor and needy? Didn't Ammar get his own share? He told Ammar that it would be disastrous if people start following on what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is teaching. During this conversation, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard his master Umayyah's voice. Frightened, he staggered towards him. Umayyah asked Ammar if he really meant what he said. He looked straight at him and told him that this is Bilal, his slave, whom he had bought with money. Is he equal to him? Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was quiet and did not dare think that he was equal to his master. Ammar innocently replied that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them that all human beings, nations, the races were equal. There was pin drop silence all around. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu then heard his master's furious voice. He had no idea that this very voice would change his life that day. Umayyah asked Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to to tell Ammar clearly the difference between a Meccan chief and Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He then gave the whip to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and ordered him to hit Ammar on his face. Ammar saw this and calmly turned his face towards Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so nervous that instead of Ammar, there was completely darkness in front of his eyes. But after a moment when he recovered his senses, he saw Ammar was standing in front of him. At that very moment, a change came over Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umayyah bin Khalaf now remained the master of his body alone. But Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's soul had been sold to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he was proud of becoming his slave. As all eyes watched him, the whip fell down from the hands of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They could not believe that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had done this. He had defied his master. Ammar took the whip and gave it to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked him to whip him or Umayyah would kill him. But Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu threw the whip down and there was peace and tranquility on his face. He calmly looked at Abu Sufyan and then Umayyah was dumbfounded there with anger. Nothing could be more shocking to him than the fact that his own slave should go over to the new faith. Recovering from the shock, Umayyah retorted to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu that his home was only for his idol and there was no place in it for any other god. He looked at the setting sun and told him that he would sort him out the next day in the blazing sun. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's hands were then tied and a rope put round his neck and he was put in the room when he awaited his death. As he lay there, he remembered his father who worked very hard and due to the constant hard work, he had aged much before his time. He also remembered his mother that she died of some illnesses. His parents were brought from Habsha, situated across the Red Sea. They never told him how they become slaves. His mother had once told him that they were free when she conceived him. By the time Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, they had become slaves. In the dark cell, in great pain, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, waiting for the sun to rise, Makkah's sun brought a message of death to the guilty. Then he remembered Ammar and wondered whether he had got him to the punishment. But it was not so. Ammar had given the whip to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu so that he could escape punishment. It was Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's own decision not to whip him. But slaves never made decisions. They always acted upon decisions taken by other people. He wondered whether his defiance was due to the bravery or stupidity. But it was neither. The reason was just love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had seen the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam several times but never spoke to him. After Hajj and celebrations of other fairs, life at Makkah would become normal. People would walk past Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu not caring for him to be a slave or what. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was quite different. He was very friendly with the slaves. He would show love and affection to the slaves as well. He was illiterate, but as a thirsty man keeps looking for water, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu that day was in quest of the right path. Now, his ropes, his pain and suffering gave him pleasure and happiness. Why? Thinking of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his soul was at peace. He had submitted himself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The next day, Umayyah and his people came to fetch him for punishment. They expected that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would beg for mercy, but instead he thanked them. They thought he was crazy. How could they understand that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had full faith in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever they did to him now had no meaning, had no cause, no use, because Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed such patience and such strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing could stop Umayyah's ruthless hand. He devised noble tortures to overpower Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's iman. Nobody likes cruelty and oppression. People closed their windows as Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was dragged in the streets. They knew that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had disobeyed and defied his master. Umayyah bin Khalaf had invested his money on him. Now Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would have to pay the price for the defiance. Umayyah wanted to set an example for other slaves. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not a human being, but a two-legged animal for them now. They laid him on the ground and Umayyah took out his whip. What happened next was a brutal torture. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could see his death glaring at him. He was forced to lie on hot sand and boys were made to dance on his chest. Umayyah was whipping and torturing his body. But how could he be able to whip his soul? Because his soul was already handed to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Umayyah handed Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the streets, asking them to put a cord round his neck and drag him through the towns and sharp stones. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was bleeding, but careless about whatever was happening. He was just saying, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. He was being tortured, but he did not ask them for mercy. Instead, he asked Allah Ta'ala for mercy and His grace. If he died that day, Umayyah would not even have grieved over the life of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. No amount would drive the religion of truth out of the heart of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They kept a heavy millstone on his chest. His back was burnt by hot sand. He was on the verge of death. His tongue hung out of thirst. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's master, Umayyah, tortured him, thus then asked him to withdraw from his faith and not to believe in Allah and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's master often tied him and threw him down and flung a stone or cowhide over him. The infidels tied rope around him and took him around the streets. They tortured him. They hit him. The Makkans felt amazed at the slave's unshakable faith. Even the ruthless Umayyah bin Khalaf came to feel that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made of complete faith and complete bond with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. However, he did not relax back. He did not stop. One noon, as Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu lay on the burning sand, calmly suffering, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu happened to pass by. This heart-rending scene was too much for the kind-hearted Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who came to his rescue. How long will you oppress this poor man? As Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu lay senseless, he could hear voices making a bargain. One was the harsh and curt voice of Umayyah bin Khalaf, and the other one was a soft and gentle voice. He regained a little consciousness and tried to open his eyes, but could not do so because of the bright sunshine. And once again, his eyes closed, but he could hear voices mentioning dirhams. The life of the people of Makkah revolved around the dirhams. But Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had lost all interest in life and just wanted to sleep peacefully. He then heard Abu Sufyan saying that bargaining of a slave was not allowed during his punishment. It was against the custom of Makkah. But Umayyah replied that he was already dead. If Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was interested in buying his dead body for 100 dirhams, it was not a bad bargain at all. The conversation then stopped. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu went close to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and called out his name. In spite of the bright sunshine, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu opened his eyes and looked at him. Umayyah bin Khalaf was shocked when he found that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was alive. His eyes started shining and he shouted, "He is alive, he is alive. Now I shall charge you 200 dirhams. Now I shall charge you 200 dirhams." Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu felt the ropes being untied. The milestone was removed from his chest. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once again sold. He felt a young man helping him, but could not see him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu paid to the master and bought Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, under so much hardship, but just one thing on his mind, that I belong to my master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can lose everything. I can afford to risk anything, but I cannot afford to risk my iman. This was the enthusiasm of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This narration tells us how enthusiastic, how passionate he was for the deen, how passionate he was for iman. And he is the personality whom we should follow. And look at his rank. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed companion. one of the most loved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Muazzin Rasul, our master, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of the sacrifices of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and always keep us on the right path and on the path of the Sahaba Kiram of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with